days later, they were slapped with an additional money laundering charge and more possible prison time if convicted. Had they taken the original agreement offered, the couple would likely have been facing 18 to 24 months in jail, per federal sentencing guidelines. Now the stakes are far higher. Laughlin and Genuli theoretically face up to 40 years in prison each, 20 years per charge, but the legal sources say their chances of serving consecutive sentences rather than concurrent ones are low. While Laughlin maintains her innocence, she's struggling with the aftermath of rejecting the deal. In the midst of back-to-school season, Olivia and Bella have no plans to return to USC. Lori is in a state of limbo, says the source. For criminal defendants, sometimes it's better to just take the plea deal and start serving your jail sentence. At least there's resolution. She has no closure, and it's frustrating and upsetting. While Giannulli, best known for his Massimo line, formerly featured at Target, is still working, Laughlin's career has come to an abrupt halt. She was fired from her Hallmark Channel series, When Calls the Heart, in April, and the fate of her beloved Aunt Becky character on Netflix's Fuller House remains undecided. Privately, the family is also in mourning. Giannulli's father died in January, and his mother died last month. According to a source close to the family, it's been a very hard time for them, particularly Massimo, who lost both of his parents. Despite criticism that Laughlin has appeared indignant in the wake of the scandal, Lori is remorseful and she has definite regrets, the legal source says. She is embarrassed and hurt, and she knows her reputation has been ruined for her life. But also, she believes the allegations against her aren't true. She honestly didn't think what she was doing was any different than donating money for a library or athletic field. That's the crux of why she pleaded not guilty. Amid the stressful legal proceedings, the family have continued to lean on one another. Shortly after the news broke, Laughlin's daughter went silent on social media as rumors of friction among the foursome swirled. But Olivia and Bella returned to Instagram in July with loving birthday posts for their mother, a very public show of support. While the ordeal has undoubtedly taken its toll, Laughlin's daughters are standing firmly by her and will continue to do so. Says the source, they'll be the first ones to visit her if she does have to spend time in jail. Olivia and Bella are also getting support from their inner circle. Bella still lives at home, and Olivia has her place, but they both have a big group of friends, says a longtime Laughlin pal. None of their friends have turned on them. It's quite the opposite.